coming. You're going. I'm gonna make it. I'm gonna make it. The door's not that far, and I have legs. Yep. Very wobbly legs. Okay. 3, 2, 1. Oh, you are not Chinese food. Hey. How's it going? Me? No, I'm just hideous. I've hid it for you for so long that, you know, one day it was bound to come out. Here we are. You see me for who I am, the Wicked Witch of the what the heck? So, what brings you to my witch hut? Oh, sweet mother of God. I don't deserve you, thank you. Drugs. Sweet, sweet modern drugs. I love you and I've always appreciated your friendship. Thank you so much. And what? Oh, cough syrup? And honey for tea. Oh my God, I would hug you if I wasn't disease contaminated. Come in, come in. Blessings on you and your local pharmaceutical company. Oh. Yes, I ordered Chinese food. What of it? I know I require fresh vegetables, but fresh vegetables require chopping and standing and being in my kitchen. And I can't do that when I'm oozing and sneezing and sniffling and phlegming. Do you understand my dilemma? And also, I don't know how to make crispy spring rolls. Don't judge me. I'm seeking comfort in these hard times. Follow me to the boudoir. Standing is too hard. I'm not built for this level of difficulty. Mind the tissues and the debris of snot that will no doubt be lingering everywhere. Drugs, 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 drugs. How I have missed thee. I ran out this morning and then I was like, I'll replace them. And then I fell asleep and now it's now and luckily I have a fairy drug mother. It's such a pleasure to have you. Thank you for being thoughtful and overbearing and overprotective and supplying me with modern medicine. You're an angel. Angels can't afford to get sick, so I love you. But you might want to keep your distance. Go home. You do not want to be contaminated. Read and weep. This is the real me. With phlegmy, ready. Pump me out of my misery, me. But you have. You have supplied me with drugs and brought me cough medicine. What more could a girl ask for? Just a slight fever. Don't worry, I'm still using full sentences. No hallucinations yet. That's for tomorrow. When the devil made infections, he made them well. Okay. Lying down. You go home now. Yes. No. Yes, I want you to stay. No, I don't want you to get sick. I want to be selfish when my feelings for you are making me say, no, go home, be safe. You see what a bother this friendship thing is? Wanting to put your needs before my own, what is this? This sounds like communist propaganda. I don't know anything. I don't know words or phrases or sentences or sense. I don't know anything. All I know is my head. Oh, my head. I feel like Megamind. Like a blue dabba dee dabba da with a huge head. Go home. You don't want to listen to me moan. It's not the good kind of moaning. Which is a shame, because I'm really quite good at those. I'm not the loudest lady on the block, but personally, I never thought volume was the key ingredient to that solution. It's depth of feeling plus sensuality plus authenticity. You know a real moan when you hear one. Exactly like that. Yes, please, and thank you. More covers. Up to the neck. Thank you. And I like my bed like I like my straitjackets. Tight. I'm okay. You've done more than enough. You see anybody else here? No. You're the only one who gives a damn, and I really appreciate that. Without you, I would be drugless. And that's not a world I want to live in. Thank you for friendship. And drugs. And giving a damn. I'll remember you in my will. You are welcome to my PS4 and my PS5. But only if I die. Okay? I can't believe you came and saved me. You brought me stuff that makes pain go away. What is that if not saving someone? Can I tell you a secret? I am not a dignified sick person. Mm-mm. There's no regalness or quiet calm or inspiring sense of positivity. I am, in fact, a baby. And you, font of wisdom, saw me and said, "That girl is a baby. And baby needs drugs." And it's that level of honesty that has sustained this friendship for so long, and I'm so, so grateful. I love you, but do not get too close. You don't need all this up in your face. You say that now. Wait till I infect you. Well, if I do, fair's fair. I'll come sit by your deathbed. We're in this together. Side by side. Spit by spit. Oh, there will be spitting. I even have a spittoon. Yes, but a sexy spittoon. It's in my little cute cup. Even illness has to be aesthetic nowadays. No, it's just that all my cups are cute, so that's handy. Actually, I think you got me this one. Thank you for my spittoon cup. Just what I always wanted. On top of the many other favors you've already done, when the food gets here, will you please just place it within arm's reach so when I regain consciousness, I can just roll and shove in my mouth? Thank you very much. Soon. You won't be told. You're like the love interest in a vampire movie. No, I'm not scared. I love you. It's like, you dumb fuck. I'm trying to save you. Stop stubbornly trying to show me affection. You Bella Swan-ass motherfucker. I trust you. You shouldn't. That is a dumb decision. Yeah, well, it just so happens that your dumb decisions benefit me, so, you know, appreciate you. I really do, though. Well, when you have a narcissistic mother, no father, and no siblings, and you struggle to make friends, you treasure the people that show up with drugs. Consider yourself treasured. Mm-hmm. And thought of and appreciated and just... Why do you have to be so heckin' decent? From day one, you've been nothing but... Let me get that for you. Hey, I'll hold the door. Don't worry about it. It's like, oh. You stupid son of a bitch. Now I'm gonna never let go. And it might annoy you, and I'm sorry. I am sorry if it's annoying. Oh, good, because I'm not sorry enough to stop. I'm serious. Your ass is grass, and I'm gonna mow it lovingly because the things we love deserve attention and care. You. Caring. Giving a damn and showing up here and making me feel things besides a headache. That's very rude. No, actually, it's the opposite of rude. It's very nice and cute and confusing, and I'm talking a lot. Have you noticed? I don't think I'm hallucinating, but apparently fevers can also make people chatterboxes. Which is really weird, because I'm really tired. Here I go. Not shutting up, and I'm gonna say something, oh no. No. We don't want to go down that road. You say that, but once I open Pandora's box, it's like, damn. This box don't have a lid. The lid blew off and we have no idea where it is, and now the box is leaking spiders. And frogs and pestilence and... What are the other things? No. Let's keep the box closed. We've done it for so long now, anyway. Years of feeling is just slammed into that little guy. We sure have. Years of feelings and glances and wonder all just shoved in there. Never to be fully opened, always to be slightly teased. Especially at 3 a.m. when the loneliness sets really hard. You know when you're in that state of gibberish where you're like, stop now. And then your mouth is like, but hey, let's just do it anyway because we're already there. That's where I feel we're at. My head hurts. My cheeks are red. And you're here smiling at me and holding my hand. You don't make sense. My feelings do, but you don't. No, I make perfect sense. I'm rough and clumsy and messy and a product of my foundations, and you are just... You're just so decent. Like, you're not nice, like... Sometimes you say rude things, but it's not really rude, it's just true, and then... You don't always just go along with what people want, but you're still... true to yourself, and you're just good, even when you're not always good, you know? Like, you help people, but you're real about, like, oh, it doesn't come easy. It's like, no, it's hard work. It's really hard to care about people, especially some people, because they don't even like themselves. And they don't help themselves, and they're not nice to themselves. And then you're like, yeah, that makes it really hard to be with them sometimes, but what you gonna do? And that's just like, wow. That's some good shit. So you can't really blame me, can you? Stupid feelings. Oh, heck. Look, it's not a big deal, but I'm kind of in love with you, okay? And by kinda, I mean probably, absolutely, 100% without a doubt. And I'm mostly okay with that, I just don't want it to be weird, you know? And I'd much rather have you as a friend than if someone was like, oh, fuck. She caught the feelings and now she's being all clingy and weird. Like, I'm already clingy and weird. I'm a clingy friend, okay? I'm sorry. But I absolutely don't expect anything from you. I don't demand anything from you. I just appreciate the vibe. And by appreciate, I mean very much love. So, there we go. Shiver's over. Big reveal. Gah. Everybody shocked. And now I can just pretend I never said any of this and go to sleep. Sorry for drama dumping. It just comes so naturally. And also sorry for surprise telling you I'm in love with you. Huh? What do you mean it's not a surprise? You knew? No, you didn't. No, you didn't. What do you mean you knew? I don't believe you. You're just saying that. Because you always have to be right. And you won't even give me the satisfaction of shocking you. Poor form. You could have at least given me that. So if you know I'm in love with you, why were you going, oh, what? What's the, what box? Tell me. You just wanted to hear me say it? Well, that's a little mean. Yeah? I think so. It's like you already know I'm head over heels and you're like, hey, tell me. You're just like poking the bear. You're like that kid that finds a body on the beach and wants to poke it with a stick. You know it's dead with no chance of life, but still something in you says poke the corpse. Well, there you go. You can have the satisfaction that yes, I, Queen Supreme, like you. And my like, of course, we mean love, but so what? So what? I'm snotty and disgusting and full of something. And I don't care. I don't care that I have one-sided feelings for you. I just love you. And happily, I'm actually okay with it. Huh. Is this what growth feels like? Nice. What do you mean? Don't even start with the what do you mean one-sided. I know that game. Look, I get it, it's flattering to be like, oh, someone's in love with me, but don't tease. You're better than that. Oh, okay. What if you love me too? Ooh, let's play that game. That couldn't end in dire consequences, no. Just, you know, harmless, painful fun. Oh, please, I'm a big girl. You don't have to pretend. Mm-hmm. Right, okay. So you love me too, huh? Oh. That'd be convenient. Because my head is throbbing. I can't see. I just said some embarrassing stuff, and now you're saying, oh, but what if I feel the same? And it's like, this is what? This is a fever dream. This is half awake stuff. This is not real, right? Oh, I don't know. Hard to believe because you're you and I'm me and I'm coughing and spluttering and you're, oh, what's wrong? And I'm all, ugh, and you're all, oh, and you're just, look at you. Look at you with your face and your decency and your nice teeth and, you have very nice teeth, yes. That's not the point, okay? It's just, I'm sure you do love me in some amazing, platonic, decent way, but that's enough, okay? You don't have to force yourself to feel more. I'm good. No, you are the master of not listening. Because I know you're trying to be decent. Oh, maybe we could try that. No. I don't want a pity party. I want to wake up and be able to breathe. Look, as long as you're in my life, I'm stubborn, okay. Well, tell you what, I'm gonna go to sleep, let the drugs do their thing, and then maybe tomorrow we can either pretend we never had this conversation, or we can talk. Yeah. Yeah, you love me, okay. I love you. Probably with a pervy edge, but there's plenty of wholesomeness there, too. Big talk tomorrow. Oh, you sick mother. You just kissed my forehead? That's it, you're screwed. You're gonna be sick as a dog. Oh my god. Jail. You deserve jail for jail puns. Go. Death to punters. Get out. I love you. In a different way, but who cares? Night. A bad case of feelings. God.